You don't have to know a lot of things in order to make a huge difference for the Lord in the world. But you do need to know a few things that are great and be willing to live for them and die for them.
Will I let Jesus prove to me that He's truly my strength? To let Him prove inside of me that through Him I can do all things.
The True Strength Life Podcast with Aaron Simpkins.
What's up, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to another episode. And thank you for listening to our last character series, which was finished recently, on John the Baptist. That was fun. That was fun reading through John the Baptist. It was cool that, you know, reading the different gospel accounts of him and his life and how they all basically say the same thing, but just a little bit different, which is the very cool part about the gospels in general. But now we are going to move back to the Old Testament, and I've decided to read the book of Esther. And the book of Esther is a really cool book, very, very interesting book, for many different reasons. I'll just point out a couple in this beginning right now. Esther is kind of... to a lot of people, it sort of seems out of place. It doesn't incorporate any other parts of scripture, pretty much. But it does still stick with the fact that God will use unlikely in our eyes, He will use unlikely people to accomplish great things for Him and His kingdom. And that's exactly what Esther is. So I'm just on sticking on that. I'm just going to read something in a Bible commentary that I saw real quick that I liked. It says, God's unlikely instruments. Part of the mystery of God's providence in this book is how God can use such unlikely people to help accomplish His plans. Who would ever guess that a young Jewish woman named Esther, an orphan, would end up the queen of the greatest empire the world had ever known? Who but God could bring such a powerful reversal through the quote-unquote weakness of a young woman? Really cool. Really cool how this all happens and plays out. And so we're going to jump into this. This is going to be Esther chapter 1. And we'll be on this, I think there's 6 chapters. So be on this a little bit more than a week. Yeah, so appreciate you guys. Hope you guys enjoy this. Tune in and share it, rate it, you know what I mean, do all the good stuff. I appreciate you guys. I thank you for listening. So let's jump into Esther. Berean Study Bible. Esther chapter 1. Xerxes royal feast. This is what happened in the days of Xerxes, who reigned over 127 provinces from India to Kush. In those days, King Xerxes sat on his royal throne in the citadel of Susa. In the 3rd year of his reign, Xerxes held a feast for all his officials and servants. The military leaders of Persia and Media were there, along with the nobles and princes of the provinces. And for a full 180 days, he displayed the glorious riches of his kingdom and the magnificent splendor of his greatness. At the end of this time, in the garden court of the royal palace, the king held a 7-day feast for all the people in the citadel of Susa, from the least to the greatest. Hangings of white and blue linen were fastened with cords of fine white and purple material to silver rings on the marble pillars. Gold and silver couches were arranged on a mosaic pavement of porphyry, marble, mother of pearl, and other costly stones. Beverages were served in an array of goblets of gold, each with a different design, and the royal wine flowed freely, according to the king's bounty. By order of the king, no limit was placed on the drinking, and every official of his household was to serve each man whatever he desired. Queen Vashti also gave a banquet for the women in the royal palace of King Xerxes. On the seventh day, when the king's heart was merry with wine, he ordered the seven eunuchs who served him, Mahuman, Bistha, Harbana, Bigtha, Abigtha, Zethar, and Carcass, to bring Queen Vashti before him, wearing her royal crown, to display her beauty to the people and officials, for she was beautiful to behold. Queen Vashti, however, refused to come at the king's command brought by his eunuchs, and the king became furious, and his anger burned within him. When the king consulted the wise men who knew the times, for it was customary for him to confer with the experts in law and justice, his closest advisers were Karshina, Shethar, Admatha, Tarshish, Mers, Marsena, and Memucan, the seven princes of Persia and Media who had personal access to the king and ranked highest in the kingdom. According to the law, he asked, what should be done with Queen Vashti, since she refused to obey the command of King Xerxes delivered by the eunuchs? And in the presence of the king and his princes, Memucan replied, Queen Vashti has wronged not only the king, but all the princes and the peoples in all the provinces of King Xerxes. For the conduct of the queen will become known to all women, causing them to despise their husbands and say, King Xerxes ordered Queen Vashti to be brought before him, but she did not come. This very day, the noble women of Persia and Media who have heard about the queen's conduct will say the same thing to all the king's officials, resulting in much contempt and wrath. So if it pleases the king, let him issue a royal decree, and let it be recorded in the laws of Persia and Media, so that it cannot be repealed, that Vashti shall never again enter the presence of King Xerxes, and that her royal position shall be given to a woman better than she. The edict the king issues will be heard throughout his vast kingdom, and so all women from the least to the greatest will honor their husbands. The king and his princes were pleased with this counsel, so the king did as Memucan had advised. He sent letters to all the provinces of the kingdom, to each province in its own script, and to each people in their own language, proclaiming that every man should be master of his own household.
Yay!